Yeah, I was invisible because I tried to bring my dead mother back to life and it didn't work. But by the end of the dream, she was still alive. It was only something that I told someone. But it was true at the time that I told it.
Please read the corporeal forms at the door before entering. 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 Please leave your corporeal forms at the door before entering. Welcome to the floating wall. Please leave your corporeal forms at the door before entering. Godspeed.
One, walk towards the smell of water. Two, find a dark corner. Three, cross the barrier. Four, navigate to where flat places connect. Five, look into a mirror. Six, if you see Ela, hi!
Grub, sense. male test attachments rigs. Exact from and find male test attachments regex desk exact from and clone copy male test
one corner
attachments
corner.
Inning Dropbox attachments.
Nine. F8.
Connect. Add connect. 8. Corn. 12.
9. Have faith.
Ask it.
Box 1. Corner.
3. Cross the barrier.
4. Navigate to where flat places connect.
5. Look into a mirror.
6. If you see Ela, hi! Walk. 7.
Barrier.
A curved corner. 8.
Use. 9. Have faith.
10. Use. 2.
Barrier. Use. Throat.
8. Ask insects for directions.
9.
Thank you.
the submission of Lickspan reported here. A rebirth could only emerge after death. Then an uncharted third territory lies ahead. This rebirth of a new life comes with an inexplicable feeling of liberation I have never felt before. But it also comes with tints of grief, fear, and heaviness in the air. The reality I thought I knew and the body I once lived in continues to die and slip away. Too fast, too soon. Too fast, I can't feel the pain. I look around hoping I could find something to hold on to, but I found nothing. Every step I take, the path behind me seems to wither away. So I just keep going, hoping there will eventually be a place I could rest and stay. I don't fear death. I have always longed for it. But I fear having to live life for a much longer time and never having to live any of it.
Without a request from someone who's helped.
All right, let's go to furry.
Ooh, I like this one too.
I hope I got placed in the same instance as you.
52nd Street. Next stop, 56th Street.
It was alive, and it was as if that wasn't true anymore. And I was... That would see me.
Yeah. This episode of The Floating World features sounds submitted by Grace Boy, Julian Lim, Tessa Ho, and some of the words you heard recited are from anonymous submissions for Joe Ho's work entitled Leaving Notes. This episode was mixed, composed, and edited by Ada A and Joe Ho, who is an artist based in Singapore. You can find more information on Joe Ho and her work at joho.com, that is j-o-h-o.com. If you'd like to support the continued upkeep of The Floating World, you can contribute at patreon.com/thefloatingworldpodcast.
Thank you.
Angel.